Hello, it's Thursday, January 26th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. Now, we have a lot to talk about today. First off, we have an interview that's going to be unlike any other we've ever done on Wing TV. Our guest is going to be on tomorrow, and that's all we're going to tell you. But this is a show that you have to tune into because we are absolutely blown away by this gentleman. And we don't think he's been on the interview circuit anywhere before that we know of.
On any show in the alternative media thus far. So this is going to be a Wing TV first, and we are very much looking forward to it.
So tune in tomorrow. That's all we can say. Secondly, we're going to devote today's show to the Iranian oil bores, to what's going on in Iran, the Federal Reserve, potentially World War III. But what we're going to do is devote all of next week to current events, to things going on leading up to World War III. And these events are so big that we can't just spend one show on. It's much too big.
Before Victor proceeds, I'd just like to thank everyone who's been emailing me with research and data regarding the Holocaust.
Right.
We are compiling this research for our investigation, and we appreciate your input and hope that the rest of you send stuff in too, and every little bit helps.
Right, and this is going to be something that we're not sure when we're going to come forward with this info. We want to make sure that we have it nailed, but I've also been receiving info, so keep it coming. And anything that you can do, either that it's information that supports the Holocaust or is against the Holocaust. We're not just coming out and saying we're taking one side.
For or against. It's whether it actually happened the way the official record states, or if we have enough evidence to compile to show that it actually didn't happen the way the official record states.
Exactly. Just like we did with the Oklahoma City bombing, just like we did with 9/11.
Right. What does the evidence support?
Exactly. So what we're going to do next week is the lead article every day on the Wing TV homepage is going to be about Iran, World War III, the Iranian Boris, the Federal Reserve, something in that vein. Then the second lead article is going to be about the alternative media. So what we're doing is really fighting a battle on two fronts here, and there's so much going on both fronts.
And of course, we hope that everyone will continue to help get the word out about 9/11. I mean, that is critical.
Right. Now, since we spoke about the alternative media, of course, top of the list is Daryl Bradford Smith. But we're going to get to him in a minute. We're going to save Daryl for last because he came on a show yesterday and the disappointment.
And lied?
Yeah. But before we get to him, we have to cover a few other things. Last weekend, the OKBIC, that's the Oklahoma Bombing Independent Commission.
Investigative Committee.
Right. Held a, what is it, a seminar, a conference?
They did some kind of truth convergence at Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, at the University of Oklahoma. And there was a newspaper article written by a woman named Melissa Wabnitz. And she quoted Charles Key. Now, we think Charles Key is the center of the cover-up, or maybe we should say the gatekeeping of the true information. And here's a quote that Charles Key said about what happened almost 11 years ago in Oklahoma City. He said he believes the Murrow Building was likely the result of a sting operation that got real out of hand, or an overlapping sting in domestic public relations strategy.
Now, we have never heard him say such a thing. We've heard him fiddle around the truth, dance around the truth. We've heard him completely not mention the bombs in the building. Of course, he doesn't say it was New World Order state-sponsored terrorism that happened at Oklahoma City. But this is what Victor and I refer to as doublespeak.
Yeah, I mean, this is a perfect example of Orwellian doublespeak or political correctness. When we gave our speeches out there in Oklahoma City last year, I was so fed up with people mamby-pambying around it that I threw away my initial speech and went up and said, the thing we have to focus on is bombs in the building.
And we both emphasized that repeatedly in our speeches.
Why couldn't Charles Key, when he had the media, once again, listening to what he said, why couldn't he come right out and said this was state-sponsored terrorism, there were bombs in the building?
You know what it seems like? It seems like when they're dealing with the alternative media, they don't mind throwing that out there. Of course, they don't make it the crux issue of their case. But when they're in front of mainstream media, it doesn't come up about the bombs in the building. It didn't come up in Oklahoma City at the press conference Charles Key did, which we ran the video of on Wing TV. It didn't come up at all during that mainstream media event, and it looks like it's not going to be coming up in any mainstream media event that he's present at.
I mean, I hope you recall that quote I just read from him, and why couldn't he just say, bombs in the building, the whole McVeigh thing was a scam, this was a government operation, but he won't say those things.
Yeah, well, who even knows what he's talking about with this new thing that he's spouting
out? It's not even understandable.
Yeah, now, the whole idea.
Now, the second thing we have to talk to is all of these murmurs coming through in the other venues in the alternative media about the high price, the ripoff of the gold being sold at GCN. People are saying that it's being marketed at 30% to 40% above market value.
So it's a higher markup than what you'd have to pay with other venues.
So we're not going to say anything more about this other than we're not the only ones talking about the gold ripoff. There are other people actually on other shows saying this stuff they're selling to GCN is a total ripoff. And it's going so far even is that I guess Alex Jones, the one who purports to never attack others in the alternative media, is now actually even coming out and attacking others in the alternative media, namely John Statmiller calling him a carpetbagger.
What precipitated that?
Well, I guess it's all of this stuff about the gold prices,
you know what?
And the criticism.
We have two words for you all. Buyer beware.
Exactly. Now, this is an article that's been making around the last couple of days, and people have been emailing me asking if it's true. I don't know if any of you out there know a guy named Captain May, Captain Eric May.
I think there are a lot of people familiar with this person, or at least this persona.
Right. He leads something called
the
Ghost Troop. Okay? Well, he recently appeared with Greg Zemanski, and Zemanski wrote an article on his website. Now, this is the exact headline of the article on Zemanski's site: all signposts lead to imminent nuclear attack in America. Intel Army Captain Eric May issues red alert for next 9 days for Texas City, Houston area. Now the key word is imminent nuclear attack.
Do you want to know what I read too, having to do with Captain May? He sent some kind of communication to someone else, and they forwarded it to me. And in it, Captain May is saying, please make sure you put urgent fear into your mailing when you send it out to the public. Now, why would this guy be wanting to put urgent fear messages into his communications? Yeah. Another fearmonger. Who is this guy?
Yeah, what he's saying, what Zemanski's headline is saying now, imminent, that means it's going to happen.
Oh, does Zemanski have some inside info that no one else knows about?
Not potential nuclear attack, not possible nuclear attack, imminent nuclear attack within the next 9 days in America. Now, the cities listed are Texas City, Texas, Houston, Charleston, South Carolina, L.A., and Kansas City, Kansas. Now, what does Eric May base this upon? What is he basing it upon?
Communications from the other side?
Well, here's what it's based upon. Captain May claims to have broken the Bush cabal's complicated Illuminati embedded code.
Imagine that.
The embedded code. And the group he leads, called the Ghost Troop, saying that here's what Captain May is saying. By breaking their embedded code, which uses numbers as signposts going back to 9/11, we predicted the timing of such a nuclear attack to take place last year in Texas City. Well, that one didn't take place, but...
Oops.
Yeah, but what... Now, people might wonder, why is he using Texas City, Texas, as one of the potential areas to be bombed by nuclear weapons in America? Texas City, Texas. Well, he bases it upon the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, listen to this, Lisa. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, okay? Then there was, now there was 9/11, which was in New York City, New York. So now he's saying that it's going to happen in Texas City, Texas, or Kansas City, Kansas, because they use the same words in the cities they're going to attack.
Wow. Cool.
So this is all from...
Is this guy for real or what?
This is all from the complicated Illuminati embedded code.
Complicated?
Yeah. Now, with Greg Zemanski, We have to go back to him. He was the guy that ran with the information from Tom Flacco
and Sherman Skolnick and the whole fiction cabal there.
And that said, Bush Cheney indicted. And then he was also the one that ran with the stuff that there was the bombing in the Chicago subway
Chicago subway shootings.
Yeah, that was MI6 and all these.
And of course, that was.
These British agents. Now, we have Szymanski running this article that imminent nuclear attack within the next 9 days. This article came out, let me check the date on it. This came out January 25th, yesterday.
And also, recently, Szymanski had an article on Renz's website, and it was removed. He had some incorrect information in there. It had something to do with the Jesuits or the Vatican or something like that. He was challenged by a guy named Tim White and also, I think, by Eric John Phelps, who happens to be the pretty notable expert on the stuff concerning the Jesuits. Yeah. So that was removed, and there was some definite wrong information in that article.
Now, this is important because I have people emailing me that say they have relatives in Kansas City. And the person asked, should I be alarming them? Should I be warning them?
Well, he asked Captain May, apparently so. Yeah. He's the one that wants to put urgent fear into his communications. Another fearmonger. Just what we need.
And actually, our guest tomorrow has said that anybody that promotes fear, rampant fear, this doesn't come from goodness. This doesn't come from Jesus. Anyone that promotes rampant fear, this comes from the dark
side. You mean our guest tomorrow?
Our guest tomorrow. From evil. So people are now alarmed, thinking they should contact their relatives in Kansas City, Kansas.
Hey, Captain May, why don't you go to the mainstream media with your broken embedded code and see what they do with it? And if it's that urgent and that significant of information, they'll spread it on a wide-scale basis. If you're not going to the mainstream media, why aren't you? And why are you pushing this on the alternative media to very suggestible people?
Yeah. Now, we're going to mark on our calendars 9 days from yesterday to see if this imminent nuclear attack occurred.
When did he say it's supposed to be again?
Within 9 days.
Oh, 9 days.
9 days. Yeah, I'll read the headline one last time. All signposts lead to imminent nuclear attack in America. Intel Army Captain Eric May issues red alert for next 9 days for Texas City, Houston area. Folks, they are playing you for the biggest fools imaginable.
What do you think's the purpose of that? Besides the fear mongering, you think they want people to what? Leave Texas City?
Who the hell knows? It's just, I mean, these
just
people,
to see if they'll do it.
I mean, we came out on our show a couple of days ago and said, "Hey, are Bush and Cheney indicted yet?" You know, how many people fell for that one? How long are people going to fall for this sensationalism?
And it's funny because the people who gave us the most flack over even daring to say that it was bogus information, they're very, very quiet now.
Yeah. Now, I was going to go over something about Alex Jones, but you know what? I'm going to save this for an article for next week because it's so mind-blowing that you won't even believe it. So we'll have a little anticipation. But I don't want to run out of time for Mr. Daryl Bradford Smith. After we did our show yesterday, he listened to it. He came on his show then, yesterday, and he called us a couple of ne'er-do-wells. He called us Abner and Gladys Kravitz. And he says that we try to crush people without any proof. Well, if Daryl is so right and so certain that we're lying about him, why doesn't he just come on this show? I mean, do you think...
Well, first of all, most of the information that we used came right from his website, right from his articles, the stuff he said on his show, and the other stuff came from his phone call.
Yeah, very little.
Conversations with us.
Yeah, only a few tidbits actually came from his phone call. So all of this stuff is in the public record, the public domain. And do you think we would come out here and deliberately lie and then invite Daryl on our show to make ourselves look like asses because we lied? What sense does that make?
Right.
You know, as
we've pointed out, we actually agree with a lot of what Daryl says on his show and on his website, having to do with the Zionists and the New World Order and so forth. So I don't understand where Daryl's coming from in this, except now he's trying to do damage control and backpedal because he spoke out of school. And he knew better than to do that, but he did it anyway. And now he's actually denying that he even made the whole remark about the shotgun laying across his lap.
Yeah.
Well, Daryl, if you don't own a shotgun and it wasn't laying across your lap on January 6th while you were on the phone with me, Then why did you say such a thing?
Yeah. Now, people can call us a lot of things. They can say we're hard asses, we're pricks. We go in there and we're unrelenting when we set our sights on something. And you know what? We might admit to all of these things, but there's one thing that we are not, and that's liars. We're not lying about this stuff that Daryl Bradford Smith said. And like Lisa said, most of it is on his website or was uttered during his own radio show. So what is it? He's saying all these things in the public domain, but then the few things from his telephone call, he's, oh, no, I never said those things.
And then he went on his show and he said something about our hit count, that we actually made this stuff
that
up, we're lying about the number of hits on our site. And I was on my computer at the time that he started doing his show, and as soon as he said that, I emailed him a log summary of our hit count for the week from January 18th through January 24th.
Let me read
that. It came to 297,000 some odd. It was almost 298,000 hits for the week.
Here, I have the numbers right here because Lisa forwarded them to me. This right here, from the date range of January 18, 2006 to January 24, 2006. That's 1 week, okay? Total hits, 297,987. That's for 1 week, almost 300,000 hits. Average hits per day, 42,569.
Now, this is a paid web log tracker, okay? It gives us daily updates, and will track ranges of a week at a time. Daryl likes to refer to the Alexa search engine, which is a free search engine that not everybody uses. It doesn't deal in specifics. It deals in ranges. It deals in ranges regarding traffic and reach, but it doesn't deal with specifics. You want a specific tracker, you probably have to pay for one.
Right.
You get what you pay for.
And Daryl came out and said, we're lying about these numbers. Well, they're
Daryl
right here.
Daryl is lying, and Daryl is wrong.
And he's lying again. And you know, last night after his show, I don't think I've ever felt
more disgusted.
More disgusted and more disappointed with the people in the alternative media than I did last night, because I realized that a lot of them are as scummy, as spineless, and as deceitful as the people in the government
and the mainstream
and the mainstream media. Daryl Bradford Smith went on his show yesterday and lied through his
teeth. You know what? He's now lost my total respect. I had some respect for him before, and we respected him enough to invite him onto our show to have an open dialogue. He refused to have an open dialogue about his own words. And there's really no excuse for his behavior on his show yesterday, except that he's backpedaling and trying to do damage control.
Right. He's trying to save his ass is what he's doing.
Yeah, because he shoved his foot down his throat.
Yeah. If you're man enough to say something, be man enough to fess up to it.
Right.
And you know what? We were going to give Daryl a pat on the back, because what he's doing is exposing all the phonies at GCN. This is what we need.
But he won't do it publicly.
But he's not man enough to do it publicly. And, you know, there's so many other things we could say about him. But we do have these list of 10 questions. They're on the Wing TV homepage. We want to ask Daryl, and we'll start right here. Question number one, Daryl, you said that Jeff Rentz's website is the nest for a vast disinformation network because of the focus that it has on Bigfoot, crop circles, Martians, and so forth. What we want to know is, what precisely does Jeff Rentz's nest constitute in terms of this vast disinformation network, and who else specifically is involved in it?
Number two. On January 6th, 2006, you stated in regard to Alex Jones, his handlers are the Jews.
Read that again.
On January 6th, 2006, you stated in regard to Alex Jones, his handlers are the Jews. Now, who precisely are these Jewish handlers, and what type of control do they exert over Alex Jones?
We would very much like to know that, and I know a lot of people listening to this show have suspected this for years and years.
Right.
They want to know also. Question number three to Daryl Smith. When you were talking about all the phonies at GCN, you said Jack Blood is the worst one. He's unapologetic. You also said that Mike Rivero, who runs the website What Really Happened, dumped Blood and will no longer appear on his radio show. We want to know if Daryl Bradford Smith ever spoke directly to Jack Blood about these things, and when is he going to come out publicly and elaborate on them?
Or to Mike Rivero.
Right.
Do you stand by your January 20th, 2006 broadcast where you said that commentator John Kaminsky deliberately made racist, bigoted, and xenophobic remarks to potentially get you arrested?
Now, that's a heavy claim right there.
But considering that he knows that Kaminsky discusses controversial hot-button issues regarding Zionism, why would you have him on your show knowing that Kaminsky is strong-willed and he's going to say what he wants to say and he's not going to be, put between the lines? Knowing that ahead of time, aren't you setting yourself up for a potential fall?
And Daryl said we have no proof of what we're saying. This was made right on. He said this right on his radio
show.
This
isn't to defend Kaminsky in any way. I'm just asking you, yeah. Daryl. You should have known better.
Now, here's another big, big claim that Daryl made on his radio show. We're not making this up. We have the proof because we have a copy of the show. You mentioned that you believe John Kaminsky is being paid between $3,000 and $5,000 a month to make racist remarks. All right, Daryl. How did you arrive at this figure, and who do you think is the source of this supposed funding?
Right. Number 6, the following quote appears on Daryl's website. There are rumors that Dylan Avery, that's the guy who produced Loose Change, the 9/11 DVD, that Dylan Avery, when he is not intoxicated on alcohol, is on some other drug, usually marijuana. Now, who exactly is the source for this information, Daryl, and will you reveal this source to substantiate your claims?
If you're going to make claims, you better have the backup.
Right.
Number 7 to Daryl Bradford Smith. You recently said that you called John Stadtmiller. Actually, he admitted it to us.
Right.
Carl Schwartz was the first one who brought it to our attention. And Schwartz said that you called John Stadtmiller in regard to getting your job back at RBN. Now, you said, when I brought this up to you on the phone, that Stadtmiller actually offered you your job back, but you turned him down because you said Stadtmiller only offered you a one-hour slot and you wanted a two-hour time slot. Well, we do get proof for our stuff because we called John Stadtmiller, ran this by him, and he said this was absolutely, positively false. He totally refuted it. So, Daryl, somebody's lying.
And we don't think it's John Stadtmiller.
Right. So, do you stand by your original story, or are you calling John Stadtmiller a liar? Now, one last thing, Lisa, before that.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl's denying this stuff that he said on the telephone, but how would we know any of this information unless it came directly from Daryl Smith? The only people who would know about this conversation are John Stadtmiller and Daryl Bradford Smith himself.
Well, obviously, Carl Schwartz knew something about it, so somebody had to tell him, too.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about the specifics. Carl knew that Daryl called him, but he didn't give us any specifics. So we never knew anything about the one-hour time slot, two-hour time slot, and we didn't call Stadtmiller until 2 days ago. So how would we get this information unless Daryl gave it to us on January 6th, 2006? That proves that he called us and he was telling us all these things.
Yeah, exactly. Number 8. Over the past few months, Daryl's been referring to this master plan when he speaks to us, where he's going to expose the phonies at GCN and blow them out of the water. And those are his words.
Yep.
So what specifically does this plan involve, Daryl? And when do you intend to implement it? Because as far as anyone else can see, there's nothing going on there.
Right. And just in the sake of fairness and full disclosure, we did contact every single person yesterday that Daryl lambasted in this article, including Ted Anderson.
Right.
We contacted him and let him know full well so people won't say that, oh, we're sneaking behind. This is full disclosure, laying everything on
Absolutely.
The table.
Absolutely. And I also sent out the log summary for our hit counter to correct and clarify Daryl's public broadcast misstatement about Wing TV.
Right. Now, speaking of Ted Anderson, Daryl has badmouthed him numerous times to us on the telephone, but then when we turn on his radio show, he's kissing this guy's ass and doing infomercials for his overpriced gold products. So we want to ask Daryl, how do you justify criticizing the man who runs the network, that owns the network that you do your show on, then paying him empty lip service while you're broadcasting on the air? Please inform us about this.
And the last question. In an article entitled "The NSA is Spying on American Citizens," you made the following statement: "America is a nest of criminals, pedophiles, lunatics, and freaks." For the record, is this still your opinion of Americans?
And, I mean, and this is from a guy.
Well, we should note that you're currently living in France.
In France. So here's a man living in France saying those things about Americans.
Well, which this is an American living in France talking about other Americans.
Yeah. Now, this isn't something we made up. This is on Daryl's website.
You know, if I didn't know better, and I'm not saying I know better, but it almost sounds like Daryl's an America hater.
Exactly. Exactly. So, do you stand by that statement or not, Daryl? And here's the bottom line. Daryl, if you're man enough to say these things in private, you better be man enough to say them on the air. And you know what the whole thing reminds me of, Lisa? You remember Jim and Tammy Faye Baker?
Yeah.
The whole PTL scandal? Well, there were a lot of good-hearted people that put their belief, their trust in Jim and Tammy Faye. And then they found out when the scandal blew open that these people were nothing but money grubbers, scumbags. They were ripping them off.
Right.
And you know what Daryl's doing? Is he's exposing the GCN, Jim and Tammy Faye, scandal. Daryl exposed it, but
to
it's
us.
Not to us.
Well, I'm sure he's said it to other people, too. It's
and
just,
he's
not saying it on his podium, on his soapbox.
Yeah.
He's saying other things on his soapbox and a lot of other truths behind the scenes on the phone.
Well, and the things he's saying about Jeff Rentz are right on his website.
Yeah, we don't disagree with you about Jeff Rentz, but we'd like you to elaborate on the information that you've told us.
And it's funny because in one of his articles, he uses the word nest in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he told us about Jeff Rentz, he said he's the nest.
Right.
So he's using these same words, you know, so what are we doing? Just making all this stuff up, Daryl?
Right.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to. What you did yesterday was so cowardly and so yellow-bellied that we did have respect for you for saying you were going to come out and expose GC and all the phonies. But if you're not man enough to stand up and tell the truth and instead lie to cover your ass.
Yeah, what he did was he was invited. We tried to communicate with him three separate times. I sent him emails. Victor sent him emails. And he answered Victor's and has ignored my emails. And they were civil emails and polite.
Yeah, okay? We just wanted him on the show.
We wanted to have an open dialogue with him in our public forum. And he refused. Instead, what he chose to do is badmouth us and deny and lie and make up stuff of his own, for instance, about our web hits, because he has no idea what our web hits are, and we have no cause to come out and lie to anyone about it.
And you know
They're
what that
easily
is?
Easily proven.
And instead of answering or addressing all of these issues we brought up today,
he
used one of the most common distraction techniques there are. He diverted people's attention by saying, oh, well, they don't get the number of hits they get. He's distracting you away from the real issues.
And he's incorrect.
Right. Why is he saying that Alex Jones's handlers are the Jews?
Yeah, why did he divert off of the topic? Instead of spending time calling us names and saying how we make stuff up, which is totally bogus.
Yeah.
Why didn't he answer some of the issues that we addressed on our show, since he didn't have the nads to come on our show and talk directly to us?
Tell us where John Kaminsky is getting this supposed funding.
Yeah, we'd like to know. A lot of people would like to know.
So, Daryl, instead of calling us names, instead of distracting people's attention, and those are right in your articles on your site, Daryl, you show how people distract attention away from the real issues.
So now we challenge you to answer your 10 questions.
10 questions on the website. Answer them, Daryl. We'll be listening today. Now, tomorrow we have our extra special guest. And folks, like we said, you have to tune in because there's going to be some wild stuff.
This is going to be so exciting.
It is.
We're going to have him on more than once.
Exactly. So anyway, until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, folks, and just know there's people out there that are pulling a Jim and Tammy Faye Baker on you. They're PTLing you. They're raking you over the coals. They're giving you sensationalism like there's going to be an imminent attack in 9 days in Texas City, Texas.
The whole point is we have to find out who's for real and who's not.
Right.
And it's starting to look like somebody a lot of you believe in, Daryl Smith, may not be for real after all.
Exactly. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.